It is finished. He is dead. You may test it any way you like. Hold a feather under his nose. Press your finger against the big vein in his neck. Stick a spear into his heart. He is dead. The struggle is over. And the last words he said were, "It is finished." It is finished. But what is it exactly? Well, the dying, for one thing. There was no lethal injection in Jesus' day. There was no attempt to make execution less painful at all, since that would have cut down on its use as a deterrent. The whole point was to make it hurt as much as possible. And everyone agreed that death by crucifixion was the worst. Seneca, a Roman statesman who witnessed some first century executions, wrote that he saw crucifixions of many different types. "Some have their victims with head down to the ground," he said. "Some shatter their legs. Others stretch out their arms on the gallows." Jesus probably died right side up, since all four gospel writers agree that there was a sign above his head. That being the case, he probably died of suffocation as his arms gave out and his lungs collapsed under the weight of his sinking body. Blood loss is another possibility. Heartbreak is a third. Whatever finally killed him, it came as a friend and not as an enemy. Death is not painful. It is the dying that hurts. Another thing that was finished was the project he had begun way back when he first saw what kind of explosion it would take to break through the rock around the human heart. Teaching would not do it. Neither would prayer nor the laying on of hands. If he was going to get through, he had to use something stronger than all of those, and he had to stake his own life on its success. Otherwise, why should anyone believe him? Self-annihilating love was the dynamite he chose. "No one has greater love than this," he said on the last night of his life, "than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Having explained it to his friends, he then left the room to go do it. Less than 24 hours later, it was finished. He finished something else while he was at it. He finished off the system he opposed, the one that stood by and watched a leper shunned or a widow go hungry, the one that knew who was up and who was down, who was in and who was out, who was last and who was first. He could not put up with any kind of tyranny or injustice, any truth that was compromised for the sake of keeping everyone happy, any making of deals that sold out family. the fear, the greed, the brokenness, the sin was such strong stuff. And yet, according to him, it is finished. It has no more power over us because his life and love demonstrated that there is another way. And that way killed the power once and for all. There was one more thing that was finished that day. And that was the separation between Jesus and God. The distance was mostly physical, according to John, and it was only temporary. But when Jesus gave up his spirit, his thirst was slaked. Like a musical note so high and clear that it shattered everything around him, his sense of himself and of his God was more real than anything else on that hill outside Jerusalem. So real that even pain and the threat of death could not obscure it. He dove back into the stream of living water from which he had sprung and swam all the way home. Jesus is the face of God who is encountered in everyday life wherever the brokenness of the world can no longer be ignored. He is the incomprehensible love of God, come to live among all who are poor and despised, the Savior who cannot show them the human side of his divinity without showing them also the divine side of their own humanity. He is the wounded healer who turns the expectations of the world upside down, making glory out of humiliation, making victory out of defeat, making life out of death. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Many of us find that hymn running through our heads on Good Friday because that is, after all, what this day is about. It is about being there, about watching the cross and wondering what in the world it all means. I suppose it is not only a matter of where we would have been had we been there that long, long time ago, but where we are now, in a world where chaos still reigns and where all the forces that rebel against God are still building and filling their quota of crosses, both visible and invisible. Those who were there and whom he left behind saw nothing but his corpse. He was not a teacher anymore. He was a teaching, a window into the depths of God that some could see through and some could not. Those who held out hope for a strong God, a fierce God, a God who would brook no injustice. They looked upon a scene where God was not. While those whose feet Jesus had washed, whose faces he had touched, whose open mouths he had fed as if they were little birds, they looked upon a scene in which God had died for love of them. Jesus had put his own body between them and all who meant to do them harm. He had demolished the rock around their hearts. He had shown them a dangerous new way to live. It was dark by the time they got him down and found a place to lay him. It was the Sabbath. His turn to rest. His part was over. His work was done.